You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Donald Trump's stop in Utica Monday drew supporters and protesters as the president gave a boost to a fellow Republican's congressional campaign. WAER's Chris Bolt reports that while Claudia Tenney benefited from the rare visit, it also showed the sharp political divide in the district.
When Air Force One touched down at Griffiths Air Base, 120 or so supporters greeted President Trump right out on the tarmac.
USA! USA!
He shook hands, did some selfies and autographs before heading out in a long motorcade of some 20 vehicles to a fundraiser for Congressmember Claudia Tenney, an event costing $1,000 to $15,000. He took a swipe at anyone who would vote against Tenney to back a Democrat.
You're voting for higher taxes. They want to raise your taxes. They want to actually end these massive tax cuts that everybody in this room has gotten. They want to open your borders. You know, they want to open borders, okay? They want those borders to be open so nice and wide, let everybody flow in. They don't mind crime because it comes with open borders, so obviously they don't mind crime. They hate ICE because ICE, you know, is rough and tough, and that's what we need.
Mr. Trump spent a good deal of his address listing accomplishments, 4.1% economic growth last quarter, 4 million jobs created since taking office, helping win the 2028 Olympic bid for the U.S., and others. His address further hit familiar themes popular with his base, the size of his Electoral College victory, the size of crowds at his events, and the ills of Obamacare. While all that was going on, a crowd of 1,000 to 2,000 gathered in Utica, expressing opposition to Trump policies and to Tenney's reelection. Signs decried immigration policy, environmental damage, racism and bigotry, while touting renewable energy, support for Planned Parenthood, and Utica as a city welcoming to refugees and immigrants. Jenna Bunce commented about the size of the protests, which keep occurring.
I mean, think of the last time that there were thousands of people protesting actively throughout an entire president's term. I mean, I don't see this going away in the next 2 years, and that should really say something about where the country is at and how people feel. So.
In addition to those that went to the fundraiser, there were several hundred supporters of Trump and Tenney kept peacefully across the street from the protests. Tenney is running against Democrat Anthony Brindisi. The district has made national lists of the most competitive races. Mr. Trump's appearance is said to be the first by a president to the area in 70 years. With heat on the race only rising until November, his visit was no less than a major spark to inflame each side's passions. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.